This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Running.
Hello, America. Welcome. It's Eric Erickson across the nation. The phone number, 877-973-7425. I hope you're doing well today. We're going to start with the news that has the media absolutely flummoxed. Nikki Haley, former governor of South Carolina, former UN ambassador, former thorn in the side of Donald Trump and presidential candidate, has said she will vote for Donald Trump for president of the United States.
As a voter, I put my priorities on a president who's going to have the backs of our allies and hold our enemies to account, who would secure the border, no more excuses. A president who would support capitalism and freedom. A president who understands we need less debt, not more debt. Trump has not been perfect on these policies. I've made that clear many, many times. But Biden has been a catastrophe. So I will be voting for Trump.
I will be voting for Trump. Poor old Nicole Wallace, who peddles Trump fear porn on MSNBC, and I think if she was honest about it, hopes that something bad happens to him. She's just upset.
Birds to explain this, because with what you're reporting, it doesn't make a lick of sense to me, and it's so recent. I mean, J.D. Vance in 2015 said something similar, but for her and her husband to both been feuding publicly with him just days and weeks before endorsing him is inexplicable to me at a human level.
How does politics work? What? Okay, and notice she wears like constantly now, like funeral black on MSNBC, like she's at a constant funeral. Here's the problem. This is Dan Goldman, member of Congress. Listen to how he describes Donald Trump to the MSNBC viewers, the network that has inspired two mass assassination attempts.
And there's no question that Donald Trump has visions, as we saw from his video with the Unified Reich, which was a completely knowing and intentional inclusion in that video. Let's be real here. He is paving the way to become a Vladimir Putin or to become an Adolf Hitler or a Kim Jong-un. That's what he wants to be. And all of this is in the lead up to paving the way for him to win this election and then to take over this country and literally to eliminate the democracy that we know.
Literally, he says, to eliminate the democracy we know. MSNBC is trying to get Donald Trump assassinated. They're not brave enough to admit it, but it's actually what's happening here. They really do want Donald Trump assassinated, and they've already inspired two mass assassination attempts in this country. Let's not dance around with what they're doing here with their rhetoric. They know they have the power to inspire would-be assassins. They've done it twice. They're hoping to do it a third time. Even if they're not willing to admit it publicly, they would not allow such irresponsible rhetoric on their network unless that was the case. And now they're in a meltdown, as are others at CNN and elsewhere, about Nikki Haley deciding she would vote for Donald Trump. This is the thing that people on the left can't seem to understand. As much as you may despise Donald Trump, a lot of Americans don't like him, but they don't see him as the existential threat that you people have internalized that he is. They don't. Nikki Haley worked for him for almost 4 years. She was in regular contact with him. for those of you, I can't believe she would say these things on the campaign trail and then she would go work for him. Kamala Harris literally accused Joe Biden of wanting to put black people back in chains just as he did Mitt Romney. She accused him of perpetuating racism and opposing school busing, that he was just like a member of the KKK, and now she's his vice president. It's what politicians in Washington do. The reason that people at MSNBC and elsewhere can't handle this is because they have internalized that Donald Trump is some darkness, dark force, and everybody else is like, nope, he's a bit of a goofball, but his policies were pretty pro forma Republican policies when he was president of the United States. Did I agree with him on everything? No. Did I like the byproduct of a lot of his policies? Absolutely. Look at Joe Biden. This is why Democrats are losing. They can't process that most Americans do not despise Donald Trump the way they do, and they can't process that most Americans actually despise Joe Biden's policies. I saw a guy on social media yesterday who was a sociologist. People complaining about food prices going up, and literally he starts with, "Hello, I'm a professor." First indication, D-bag. And then he begins, actually, the reason food prices are up is because of FDA necessary regulation to ensure the health and safety of the food supply, and you should thank Joe Biden. This is why people want to punch professors, not get lectured by them in class. The left has lost the plot. Many people on the right have as well. I don't know if you know this or not, but I was right yesterday. Even though Joe Biden invited the FBI to search his property for documents, it turns out I was absolutely right. Confirmed by Fox News, the warrant for Joe Biden's house contained the exact same use of deadly force language as the warrant for Mar-a-Lago. The exact same language. You will find as well that the one for Mike Pence's office had the same language as well, was not used because, like Joe Biden, Pence invited them onto the property. Pro forma standard language. But the right decided yesterday to get worked up about they were going to shoot Donald Trump, damn the facts of the situation. And the left is all upset about Nikki Haley because they were convinced that Nikki Haley was going to come out and join Joe Biden's campaign. There's been all this conversation about Nikki Haley and her voters and her base. And even now you've got people like David Frum of the Atlantic. Nikki Haley may have succumbed, but her voters hold firm against Donald Trump. Have they? Are you really sure about that? She's been getting roughly 20% in all the primaries against Donald Trump. There is a Republican protest vote, and that Republican protest vote, if you go back to 2016, maintained itself. But a lot of those people ultimately decided they would vote for Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. And the same thing's going to happen here because the Democrats are convinced there's nothing wrong with Joe Biden's policies. The amount of lecturing, censoriousness on a daily basis from the Democrats that actually the economy is just fine. I don't understand why you don't like the economy and the high prices, because the prices have come down and Joe Biden is to be responsible for that, even though he wasn't responsible for the high prices. And little Joe, he's brought down the prices, and yay, Joe, you should like him. Why aren't you grateful?
They're not grateful because they're not feeling it. They're not grateful. They're not feeling it. And then they look at the world. China today, we all woke up to news. China has surrounded Taiwan with warships. They're probably not going to invade today. Probably not. So Taiwan had two candidates for president. One was let's be friends with China, and one was screw China. And the Taiwanese voters voted for the screw China guy who gave him the middle finger. China's not happy, so they've surrounded the nation on the day the president gets sworn into office with warships as a show of force. The Russians have started using gas weapons in Ukraine to kill the Ukrainians on the battlefield. Joe Biden has built a pier in Gaza to deliver humanitarian supplies, and Hamas is firing at the U.S. soldiers unloading the supplies. There's news out this morning that when John Kerry was Secretary of State, John Kerry blocked investigations into Iranian spies into this country, and when the U.S. Attorney General attempted to confront him, he fled the building so as not to be asked awkward questions as to why the State Department was obstructing an investigation into Iranian spies on American soil. If ever someone could be described a traitor, it would be John Kerry. And this man has been making kissy face with China on behalf of Joe Biden for global warming and climate change. Joe Biden has advanced a Green New Deal that has lobotomized the American economy in favor of China, made us more dependent on China, turned a blind eye to the southern border, allowed a mass wave of humanity across the southern border. It now turns out that the guys who tried to get into Quantico were from Jordan. The FBI is investigating the national security implications. And the media wonders why on earth Nikki Haley would go with Donald Trump over Robert Kennedy or Joe Biden? Here, my friends, is the problem. When you spend all of your time concocting a fantasy story and you tell yourself and begin to believe it's true, you lose touch with reality and those who are grounded in reality. For 8 years now, the media, the left, they've told themselves this idealized story that Donald Trump is a Russian agent, a would-be Hitler, who the Russians installed into office. They stole the election. And Donald Trump advanced Russia's agenda. Never mind that Donald Trump, when he was in office, actually imposed more sanctions on Russia than Barack Obama did. It's a true story. They began to believe the lie. And then they began to convince themselves that the Trump supporters were deplorables. Bitter clingers to their guns and religion. They were deplorable racists. They began to internalize it. They began to believe it. They began to tell themselves the stories that they were morally superior. And along comes Nikki Haley, who campaigns against Donald Trump, runs to be president, says he did a lot of good, but it's time for someone new. He's just too divisive. He says things that don't bring the country together. And in it, they heard themselves. But now she's decided to vote for Donald Trump, and they feel personally betrayed. Because what they were hearing when Nikki Haley was saying, you know, Donald Trump, he did some good, but he's very divisive, and we are going to have a hard time bringing in independent voters because look at how many voters just don't like Donald Trump. Those weren't the conversations the people at MSNBC were having. Those were the conversations that Republicans were having. Those are the conversations with Republicans who recognize they like Trump's policies, but they didn't like Trump. Nikki Haley turns out to be one of those people. Which means Nikki Haley turns out to be representative of a large portion of the Republican Party. And she's come on board with Donald Trump, and you can expect others who say the same things will come on board with Donald Trump because they don't like Donald Trump. I realize there are a lot of you who really like Donald Trump, but you've got to understand that a large portion of the public, in fact, I dare say a majority of the voting public, they don't really like Donald Trump. But they're willing to vote for him because of his policies. They're willing to hold their nose and suck it up because they really despise Joe Biden at this point. Joe Biden promised a restoration of normalcy and instead he handed the country over to the far left. And so people may not like Donald Trump in a way you like Donald Trump, but they're willing to vote for him. The best thing you can do would be to welcome those people with open arms instead of condemning them for daring to vote for Donald Trump and just not liking him. I get this all the time from a lot of Trump supporters. They get mad at me because I say, look, I don't particularly care for the guy, but I love his policy. Why don't you love the man? Do you want me to love him or do you want me to support him? Same with Nikki Haley. And what the left doesn't understand is that they've internalized their hatred so much of Donald Trump, they just can't understand. Most Americans are not poisoned in the mind the way they are Most Americans just want a safe, free country where the economy works. They had that under Donald Trump. They do not have that under Joe Biden. They remember what it was like 4 years ago, and they'd rather that than this. And the fact that the Democrats and the left can't get this is exactly why Joe Biden is losing.
Want to be on the show?
Hello?
I love your show.
Call Eric now at 877-973-7425. Join Eric's army of activists. Text ARMY to 33777 now.
Y'all, I gotta play you a video. I'm gonna play you the video, and I gotta describe this to you since you can't see it. This is a giant young lady. She is, I mean, more, she puts the more in morbidly obese. This is a girl who is so large, she would go to a pro-Palestinian rally because she thinks they're chanting globalize the enchilada. I got to play this for you.
So as a fat person, I often dread medical appointments because of blatant medical fat phobia. The last OB appointment I went to, the provider blamed everything on my weight and told me that I needed to go on a medication that made me feel really terrible. This OB appointment that I just went to, I've been dreading, and the provider was amazing. She asked me what my pronouns are. She asked me about my name. She made me feel super comfortable, asked me about my trauma history so that she knew how to touch me in ways that were not harmful. She just was like, great.
Okay. I just want to say that I feel really terrible for people like this. That trauma part, asked me how to, where to touch so that it wasn't harmful. This is a young woman who has clearly been traumatized, probably sexually abused. And a lot of girls who are young like that grow up and disfigure their bodies in certain ways to try to make themselves so that no one wants to do that. It's a tragedy. And God bless the second doctor for being compassionate. But also notice that she has convinced herself that the morbidly obese size she is somehow not a problem, and it is. And I say this as someone trying to lose weight, and it sucks. We're getting more and more stories like this of people, and it's particularly young women who are really morbidly obese, who are using TikTok and what have you to affirm it and normalize it in ways that it's deeply unhealthy to themselves. And yet the people who suggest they need help are the bad guys. That's not normal, and it's not something we should normalize, and we're going to have to deal with this problem at some point. Now, we also got to deal with the problem of China. Gordon Chang, I've got the audio, is that China's building infrastructure in this country to disrupt this country. They're also buying up gold reserves to disrupt markets and hope that the American economy collapses. They're not alone. They're working with Russia and South Africa and other countries to buy up all the gold, thinking that we're going to be undermined. That's why Swiss America is sounding the alarm. They want to help you protect your hard-earned assets now. They've got a report, The Secret War on Cash, that you can get completely for free by calling or texting 800-289-2646. All you have to do is text my name, Eric, E-R-I-C-K, to 800-289-2646. The All-Out War on Cash includes digital forms of currency, and it's spreading. You can read The Secret War on Cash report completely free. All you got to do is mention Eric, E-R-I-C-K, when you call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Message and data rates may apply.
He's got the courage to tell you the truth, because the truth is what matters. You're listening to The Eric Erickson Show.
Hello there. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here across the United States. The phone number is 877-973-7425. If you want to be on the program, you are more than welcome to call in and be a part of the show, so long as it's relevant to what I'm talking about, which you have no idea, unless you subscribe to the show notes, which you can subscribe to by texting data to 33777. Also, if you're in Atlanta, I'm with you till 7 p.m. again tonight. Now, I gotta take some issues here, because I was right. Yesterday, when I explained the FBI situation, that there was a bit of a three-card Monty game going on the right, with some conservative commentators saying this was not standard operating procedure. Pointed out, there really is no standard operating procedure when you are doing a search at a former president's home. But that wasn't what this was about. This was about pro forma use of force guidance that for over 30 years the FBI has issued every single time it's issued a search warrant. Again, and this is important, we can all agree that Merrick Garland is a moron who should have taken the use of force provisions out because of the political implications when it ever was made public. Of course, the Trump team was going to seize on it. But that does not mean we should be dishonest. And it does not mean that we should exaggerate, because as a practical matter, one, this is a standard pro forma bit that they put in every search warrant and have for well over 30 years, without exception. And two, the FBI coordinated with the Secret Service to make sure Donald Trump would be in New York and would not even be there. The hysterical claim by Trump's lawyers that they could have shot the president is factual nonsense, because they coordinated with the Secret Service to make sure the president would be in New York when they conducted the search. And we learned that from the Trump people, not from the FBI, when it happened back in August of 2022. But also, I was right. I knew I was right. And I got a lot of attacks from conservatives, including some people on conservative talk radio who don't like that my ratings are better than theirs, saying that this was all a lie when I said actually they put this in the warrant for Joe Biden's house as well. People were accusing me of a lie. Now, I'm going to be real honest with you. I didn't see the warrant. I didn't see the warrant ahead of time. But I was willing to tell you, in fact, it wasn't the warrant, because I knew that the FBI, when it conducts a search of residential property for information, puts it in. And they weren't going to make an exception for Joe Biden if they didn't make an exception for Donald Trump. And sure enough, they didn't. Now, was the warrant used? This is where I came back yesterday and said I needed to walk it back a little bit, and that it was in the warrant, but Joe Biden invited them onto the property, as did Mike Pence. But Fox News, not exactly a left-wing rag, now confirms that, in fact, the language on use of force, the identical language, including the bit about warning shots in prisons, was in the warrant for Joe Biden's property. I want to jump from here, and this isn't a massive I'm right, haha, because there are times I'm wrong, and I try to correct the record. What I'm really frustrated about, though, really frustrated about, are the number of people who wish you to be angry and wish you to be convinced that this is some sort of unjust anomaly, when it's not. There is an organized effort that I think is very wrong to keep you angry, engaged, and outraged. And eventually you get burned out. And that's part of my concern with this election cycle. I do know how to win elections. I have been very successful at running campaigns around the country. for a very long time. I don't do it regularly anymore. I occasionally will help friends and let them pick my brain on stuff, but it's not something I regularly do. But one of the things that you find over time is to sustain that level of outrage over time, it burns out your voters and they get exhausted. And it's what some people on the right are trying to do. They're trying to keep you emotionally whipped into a frenzy. It's what people on the left are doing. And if anything, the people on the left have been so whipped into a frenzy for so long, they're starting to burn out. They're starting to burn out on the left. I worked very hard to tell you the truth. I worked very hard to give you the facts. And I found it just so notable yesterday that when I was trying to explain to you this isn't a big deal, the hysteria from some people on the right attacking me for pointing out that this is just pro forma language. I agree it shouldn't have been in there, but the idea that they were authorizing someone to shoot the former president of the United States when they had taken great care to make sure they were searching the property when he wasn't there, it infuriates me, the number of people willing to lie to you to keep you in some way engaged and traumatized and victimized and outraged when there are things you should be outraged about. I think you should be outraged about Joe Biden's carelessness with the southern border. I think you should be outraged about the fact that Joe Biden is trying to do a relief operation to Gaza, wasting our soldiers' time and energy and putting their lives on the line when Hamas is shooting at them. He should just let Israel go in and deal with Hamas. I think it is outrageous that Joe Biden has such weak positions on China. I think it is outrageous Joe Biden is trying to bail out student loans and forgive debt in order to buy votes. I think it's outrageous that Joe Biden is giving away gas and oil reserves to try to win an election by keeping prices down. All these things I think are outrageous. I do not think it is outrageous that the FBI for 30 some odd years has included pro forma language about use of force and warrants and just happened to do it in this one. I think it's dumb they left it in, but it's not an outrage when they do it all the time and did it with Joe Biden. And I find it outrageous that people would be mad at me for telling you the truth and saying I'm trying to downplay what was an attack on the former president of the United States. How the hell is it an attack on the former president of the United States when they worked to make sure he wouldn't even be present when they searched his property? It's not. The bottom line here is this. At this time, in this country, independent voters like our side more than they like the other side. We know for certain that the other side is going to attempt to vilify the MAGA right. Joe Biden has already begun. And the reason they're going to do that is because people's views on Donald Trump are baked in. And as much as Joe Biden attacks him, people's fond memories of the Trump administration continue to go up. But people don't like what they perceive as the MAGA right. It shows up in the polling regularly, including the polling that shows people don't like campus protesters or Hamas or the Palestinian Authority or terrorists or anything like that. They don't like the MAGA right. They don't much care for MSNBC. They don't like campus protesters. They don't like the MAGA right. And so Joe Biden is going to try to vilify the MAGA right and say, you elect Donald Trump, you're actually electing these people. When these people come across as brain bullying biblical donkeys who lie to keep you outraged, it undermines their credibility and makes people like them less. When, for example, Nikki Haley, former presidential candidate, announces she's going to vote for Donald Trump and the reaction is screw her from Donald Trump's supporters as opposed to welcome to the party, it makes people dislike his side. You don't have to be a biblical donkey. It's a choice. Being a perpetual victim is a choice. Being outraged by stuff that really isn't outrageous is a choice. And when you're constantly outraged about things that aren't outrageous, when you're constantly a jerk to people who are on your side even as you disagree, guess what? People start to hate you. And the independent voters in this country, they're not going to vote for a guy whose supporters they all loathe. Because when you get so tied to that group of people and you hate that group of people, you don't want him to succeed because you don't want them to succeed. And all you have to do is not be a jerk. and you don't have to lie all the time. There's a story out, Griff Jenkins at Fox News. One of the two Jordanian nationals involved in the attempted breach at the Marine Corps base at Quantico on May 3rd illegally crossed the border in April in the San Diego sector and was released on a notice to appear because there was no initial derogatory information found. The other Jordanian national was an F-1 student visa overstay. Neither has a criminal history in the United States. Officials say they are withholding their identities over privacy issues. Both men are still in ICE custody awaiting removal proceedings. Officials say no information has surfaced to suggest terror-related motives, and no weapons were found in the box truck where they were detained. But there are still a lot of questions over what they were doing trying to access one of the nation's most secure military bases. And what is the relationship between these two men to connect across the country shortly after one crossed in San Diego? According to a Quantico-based statement, the Jordanians told the military police they worked for an Amazon subcontractor, but Amazon says on background they got no knowledge of them working for them. That's a true story. It is a true story that the FBI is concerned about terrorists coming into this country from our unsecure border. It is a true story that Chinese nationals, Iranians, Turks, Indians, Pakistanis, Lebanese, Syrians, Somalis, they're coming across our southern border at an alarming rate, and some of them are getting away. That's a story to be outraged about, and that's a story to tell. But when you're distracted by an FBI search warrant that is pro forma and standard, and then you're willing to lie about it, people, one, they're not going to believe you on this stuff, and two, they're not going to hear about this stuff because you focused on the other stuff. What you focus on, how much time you spend on it, and how you talk about it matters greatly to independent voters. And it's like people on our side have forgotten how to persuade and have just decided it's a big fight against the left, and we're going to be in fight mode all the time. Meanwhile, there's this huge group of people in the public who are going to go vote, who aren't on the left, who want to be wooed. And instead of wooing them, we're lying and pounding fists on the table. And I've got concerns about November because I think the poll's right. I think Donald Trump's ahead. I think in the swing states, he could pull this off. But I think it's going to be Trump and his supporters who alienate people through a series of unforced errors. Joe Biden at this point is a lost cause. The only way he wins is if Trump loses. And when Trump's voters are willing to so publicly lie and be outrageous about things that aren't true, and then be mad when people point out what is true, it ruins their credibility with the independent voters they need to persuade to show up and vote in November. You got to be careful and do better. You do not have to be the biblical donkey. But too many have gotten so used and comfortable to doing that that they're alienating a whole lot of people. Again, Nikki Haley has announced she's voting for Donald Trump. The reaction from many of his supporters has been like with Ron DeSantis, to attack her. When the news came out about the search warrant, Trump supporters online circulated a false claim that Ron DeSantis knew about it and coordinated sending gunned goons into Mar-a-Lago. It wasn't true. If you can't be honest, people won't believe you when the time comes. If you cry wolf all the time, they're not going to show up when the wolf arrives. And the wolf is arriving, and we all know the wolf is arriving. All you got to do is not be a jerk and not be outraged through lies. And some people can't figure that out, and they'd rather shoot the people who are being honest with you for not being on the party line message that happens to not be true. You know, Americans for Prosperity is actually being very truthful about what's happened at the border, so much so the Americans for Prosperity Foundation has taken hundreds of concerned citizens to see the border themselves. They invited me to go, and I couldn't go that week. It was my daughter's graduation last week, and I couldn't go with them, but I wanted to go. They've been taking people down there just to see it with their own eyes, because you can watch the mass of humanity cross the border. The wild thing now is that there are alligators in the Rio Grande, and they're starting to get concerned with summer season that people might get attacked by these alligators, massive alligators that you can watch swim in the water. It's a problem. And Americans for Prosperity, they've got the solutions. They want you to know there are solutions to deal with the border, not alligators in the river, but border agents and walls and more technology. It's what makes Americans for Prosperity unique on the right. They're a do tank, not a think tank. They get into the states. They do the business of the conservative movement, and they educate you about actual practical solutions that there can be a consensus about to advance in legislation and get you on board making that happen to save your country. You can learn more at SecureBorderSecureAmerica.com. That's SecureBorderSecureAmerica.com, brought to you by my friends at Americans for Prosperity.
When the world seems crazy, he'll keep you sane. It's the Eric Erickson Show. You can be live on Eric's show by calling 877-97-ERIC. That's 877-973-7425.
Hello there. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson, and the phone number is 877-973-7425. If you'd like to be on the program, I would be happy to have you. You should subscribe to the show notes to know what I'm going to talk about, though. All right. I gotta engage with this. This is a Senate hearing from yesterday. Just listen to some of this, Lindsey Graham.
Judge Netburn, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Tell us about a case you had, I think, involving, get my facts right, the transfer of a person, a female, male who became biological male. Does this ring a bell?
Yes, I know which case you're referring okay. to. It was a habeas petition.
Yeah, and it was somebody who had been convicted in 94 for raping a child and a male child and raping a 17-year-old female. They served their sentence. They got out. They were convicted of distributing child pornography. The biological male transitioned into being a female, and the Bureau of Prisons objected to the person going into the female system. Do you remember all that?
I do, Senator.
Okay.
That's Sarah Netburn. This is a judicial appointee. Joe Biden is trying to elevate this woman. Here are the facts as Lindsey Graham was laying them out. A 6'2 child rapist male who raped a 7-year-old boy and a 17-year-old girl and engaged in child pornography trafficking, decides to declare himself a female. 6'2 male decides to declare himself a female, does not wish to give up his male genitalia, and demands to be transferred to a women's prison. And the Bureau of Prisons says, wait a second, he would be putting women in jeopardy in prison if we moved him to a female prison population, given his past predatory behaviors and the fact that he's still a dude, even as he claims to be a woman. And this lib said, oh, no. He says he's a woman now. So we have to put him in a female penitentiary. The backlash on this sort of stuff is coming. You can see it coming. You have the guy who was booed running as a girl in Oregon by the good progressives of Oregon. This is insane stuff that the Democrats are trying to foist on us, and I think people have had enough. And this case is nuts, and Joe Biden wants to advance this woman's career. She might be her nomination dead in the Senate. This hour of the program brought to you by First Liberty Building and Loan. If you're buying a building, buying a franchise, or if you need an equipment loan, you got a 700 credit score, they can probably get that done for you with no money down. FirstLibertyGA.com is their website, FirstLibertyGA.com. Talk to the Frost family. They've been helping small businesses become big businesses since the 90s. FirstLibertyGA.com. When we come back, the flag at Sam Alito's house. No, not that one, the new one.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.